She was like, you know, Friha, she texted me, she was like, you know, Friha, I saw a donkey on the streets in Pakistan. It was so fascinating. I was like,
जो चीजें हम हमें डिस्कस करती हैं आपको अच्छी लगती हैं.
हाँ, she was like, it was so fascinating. I was like, oh, that is so cool.
Hey, my name is Habib Ahmed, and you're listening to Puckcord. In each episode of this podcast, I talk to different guests from all over the world, and we all have one thing in common: Pakistan. One of the fun challenges about doing this podcast is the timing difference between the guests and myself. I live in the US and have a full-time job, and then our guests all throughout the world have their own day jobs and school schedules that keep them busy. Some of the guests are easier than others to bring on the podcast. Well, today's guest is living in Japan, and Japan is 13 hours ahead of my time zone, which made it a bit tricky to bring her on the show. Her name is Fariha. She hasn't spent a lot of time in Pakistan, grew up in Saudi Arabia, and then moved to Japan for her studies to a city called Sendai, and has been living there for 9 years, currently working at a lab while pursuing her PhD. So after some back and forth, Fariha and I scheduled a recording time of Saturday morning for myself and Saturday night her time in Japan. Well, Fariha and I are both used to waking up early for work.
Hi, it was weekend, so I was like, it's okay, you might be like waking up late, or meri wajah se agar subah 8 baje uthna pade to main weekend pe chahti nahi hu jaldi sona, lekin weekdays ki wajah se wo ek aadat bani hoti hai, neend aa hi jati hai.
So I felt a little bad for keeping her up, but I promised her that the chat will keep her awake, and sure enough, we had a really fun and lively discussion. So thanks to Fariha for making time to talk to all of you. She's a regular listener of the podcast herself, and being from Japan, I told her that the guests would love to learn more about her life over there. So in this episode, she'll tell us much about herself and her life in Japan, her past, present, and plans for the future. What's your daily schedule like?
Because I have to go to lab. Mm-hmm. So I usually wake up like 7 baje ka alarm lagati hu aur 7-8 baje ke kareeb uth jati hu, and then yeah, I just get ready, go to lab around 9:30. Sometimes I have breakfast or sometimes I don't. And then yeah, I go to lab, do my experiments and stuff. And sometimes I do come back home because my home is like is very close to my lab.
That's good. For lunch.
So I'll come home for the lunch sometimes for an hour or so.
That's awesome.
And then I go back again, and then I usually come back around 7 or 6. Sometimes I try my best to come back by 6. But 6 or 7 ho jate hain if I'm doing experiments.
Yeah, so you go to work at 9, you come back at 6.
Yeah, I try, like, that's why I go back early. I go like early in the morning so I can come back early.
Makes sense. I also wake up at 7 in the morning usually for work, but I sleep much later. Main phir bhi 12-1 baje sota hu, apne aap ko zaleel karta rehta hu main. Like neend meri puri nahi hoti, lekin 1 baje nahi lekin 12 baje tak main let jata hu. Lekin weekends pe ye hai ki weekends pe phir bhi main 7-8 baje jaag jata hu. Same as you. Wo routine ban gayi hoti hai na.
Okay.
But I stay up a little bit later than you.
Even I was thinking that because, you know, like my sister, she lives in Pakistan. So she's also working these days. So I don't get time actually to talk to her because she's also busy. And then we have a time difference, right?
Yeah.
So when she comes back home around like Pakistan ke 6 baje hote hain, hamare almost 10 baje aate hain. Aur wo usi time abhi ghar aayi hoti hai. And then after she wo fresh up wagera ho ke mujhe call karti hai. And I'm already like texting her, okay, good night.
Yeah, right. Kitna, Pakistan se kitna difference hai Japan?
4 ghante hum log aage hain.
Aage hain, okay, yeah. That's still not as bad as here. यहाँ पे तो 12 घंटे का डिफरेंस
है. ओह या डेफिनेटली. हाँ, अगर सुबह शाम हो तो वो तो फिर इम्पॉसिबल ही हो जाता है. सो इवन लाइक बिकॉज आई एम लाइक सो यूज टू टॉक टू हर लाइक एवरी डे, लाइक आई हैव टू टेल हर लाइक एवरीथिंग अबाउट माय डे एंड अदर थिंग्स, गुड एंड बैड स्टफ. सो आई गेट फ्रस्ट्रेटेड. आई बी लाइक ओके, तुम मुझे बीच में कॉल नहीं कर सकती, यू शुड बेटर लाइक टेक सम टाइम्स लाइक हाफ ब्रेक लेकर मुझे कॉल कर लिया करो.
तो पाकिस्तान से आप कहाँ से हैं?
पाकिस्तान पे हम फैसलाबाद से हैं. आप भी पंजाब से है ना?
Yeah, मैं लाहौर में पैदा हुआ था. But I came
अच्छा.
to the US when I was like 6, so I've lived here most of my life.
Okay. मैं भी actually हम लोग सऊदी अरेबिया में पैदा हुए थे.
अच्छा.
ज़्यादा मेरे बहन भाई, सिर्फ एक ही आई थिंक पाकिस्तान में हुआ था. हाँ, हम सऊदी में हुए थे. और we were in Saudi until I was in 7th grade. Yeah, I remember like when I was in 8th grade, then we moved to Pakistan. So that was actually first time like I saw Pakistan.
अच्छा really?
Yeah.
तो मतलब सऊदी से पाकिस्तान इतना नहीं जाते थे?
कभी भी नहीं गए थे actually.
Really?
I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Saudi is so close to Pakistan. That would be not too bad of a
yeah,
flight.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. Maybe because my other relatives, they are also scattered. Like some are in US actually, and then some are in Japan. So very few people were in Pakistan. So yeah, we never really went to Pakistan during all that time.
Yeah.
So like when we were going to Pakistan, we were just like shifting to Pakistan. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. Aur iske bawajood aapne Urdu seekh li. So it seems like your parents made sure that you still learn.
Kyunki ghar mein hum log Urdu hi bolte the na. So actually hum Arabic to aati hi nahi hai.
Ah, acha.
To yeah, because we went to international school.
Ah, wo to nahi tha. PISJES to nahi tha.
Oh my God, I told you.
Well, you did not go to that school, right?
Like, I listened to you to that episode and I was like, oh my God, this is... But our school was pretty much similar. I don't know, but it was in Al Khubar.
अच्छा इंटरनेशनल स्कूल बोला तो मुझे मेरे दिमाग में वो ही आया.
Yeah, because it was like Saudi Arabia International School and then Pakistani section and Al Khubar. And when that girl, I don't know, Arij was her name.
Arij,
and she
yes.
said, oh, in Jeddah. And I was like, oh my God, दोनों स्कूल के नाम कितने ज्यादा मिलते जुलते हैं.
Right.
That was really funny.
Yeah. और आपका स्कूल कैसा था? Did they have events like that? Like the whole sacrifice my life type of, you know, pledges type events?
Oh my
Is
God.
That events holding thing?
No. We didn't have those kind of events. I think that was really funny. I was like, oh my God. इतना ज़्यादा भी नहीं होता होगा.
Yeah.
हमारे यहाँ बस normal events होते थे. मतलब जो होते हैं स्कूल में debates और
sports.
हमारी जो principal थी वो कभी बोलती नहीं थी.
अच्छा.
वो बहुत ही मतलब बूढ़ी सी थी.
Reserved, yeah.
और हाँ और वो बहुत ही ऐसी हाँ रिजर्व टाइप की. वो कभी मतलब पब्लिकली इतने बात नहीं करती थी. बस आ जाती थी बैठ जाती थी. बाकी वो वाइस प्रिंसिपल वगैरह जो होते हैं वो ही बात करती थी.
अच्छा.
हमारे बात बस नॉर्मल होते थे. ऐसा कुछ नहीं होता.
तो अच्छा यू वर अबाउट 12 आई एम गेसिंग व्हेन यू मूव्ड आउट ऑफ सऊदी बैक टू पाकिस्तान राइट.
या आई थिंक सो क्योंकि वी स्टार्टेड फ्रॉम 8th ग्रेड. या
या सो व्हेन डिड यू मूव टू जापान. हाउ लॉन्ग हैव यू बीन देयर.
Yeah, so after 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, yeah, I finished my college from Pakistan. Mm-hmm. For my undergrad, I came to Japan.
Acha.
So I'm in Japan almost 9 years now.
For your studies, acha. Yeah, so that's the thing, yeah. Like undergrad would be typically 4 years or so, right?
Yeah, 4 year. And then I continued for master and then I was like, okay, I can still do PhD. But now I'm like PhD second and I'm like, oh my God, isn't it too long for me? Like academia is not finishing at all.
Yeah, it's a long-term process. If you're going for a PhD, then you basically live at school.
It's really long, yeah. And especially the medical school, you have the typically, I think, for engineering or other science programs, you have PhD for 3 years, but for medical school, it's for 4 years.
Yeah. Is that what you're going for?
Yeah. I'm in medical school.
Well, what did you do undergrad in?
For undergrad, I was in agriculture department, but mainly my course was marine biology.
That's interesting. That's different.
Yeah. Yeah, that was quite different. But later on, I realized like, okay, 4 years mein bahut zyada marine ke baare mein padh liya, so maybe I should move to another subjects. So I was like, okay, let's do medicine. Here I changed my school. I gave the exam for the school of medicine and then I did my master, 6 months research student and then master and then in the PhD.
I see. Were you looking for seeking education in Japan or was it just kind of happened that way? Were you actively applying for you know, universities abroad?
Yeah, actually the thing was like since I moved to Pakistan from Saudi, you know, it's developed country and it's so different from Pakistan. And since I moved to Pakistan, I never felt very comfortable in Pakistan. I was like, OMG, yahan par ye bhi nahi hai, mujhe Pakistan mein long term ke liye nahi rehna. So I always thought like I will just go out of Pakistan. तो मुझे मैं तो यही सोच रही थी मैं कॉलेज भी पाकिस्तान में नहीं करना चाहती.
अच्छा.
तो आई थिंक आई वाज द ओनली चाइल्ड हु लाइक बाकी सब बहन भाई सब सेटल डाउन हो गए थे. मैं तो स्कूल बीच में स्कूल भी नहीं जा रही थी. 2-3 महीने मैं घर में बैठ गई. मैं तो नहीं जा रही. मैं नानी मी के साथ इस्लामाबाद चली गई. वहां पर जाकर बैठ गई.
अच्छा. आर यू द यंगेस्ट ऑफ योर फैमिली?
नो आई एम इन द मिडिल.
In the middle, अच्छा ठीक. बाकी सेटल हो गए. Because I found it interesting you said कि बाकी सेटल हो गए लेकिन मैं नहीं.
हाँ, everyone moved on with their life and I was the one. I was like complaining ये स्कूल नहीं अच्छा यहाँ पे टीचर अच्छे से नहीं पढ़ाती है, वो अजीब सी बातें करती हैं.
उफ, यहाँ पे लोड शेडिंग की होती है.
हाँ, और लोड शेडिंग भी बहुत होती है.
मैं ये टॉलरेट नहीं कर सकती.
हाँ, सीरियसली, आई वाज लाइक, यहाँ पे गंदगी बहुत है, पोल्यूशन बहुत है.
Yeah. It can be tough. Achha, hum jab bhi Pakistan jaate the for summer breaks and stuff, we really loved it. We enjoyed it a lot. Balki hum to sochte the ki yaar, we want to move here.
Really?
Wohi hume log bolte the, like hamari family bolti thi ki aap samajhte ho ki aap yahan pe reh sakte ho. Like, you come here for vacation, so you basically have fun.
Obviously.
So aap ye nahi dekhte ki yahan pe rehna kaisa hai. So they were probably right, ke rehne mein aur vacation karne mein thoda farak hota hai.
Totally. Yeah.
Even if your vacation is like 2-3 months, उसमें आपने ज्यादा चिल्ली करनी है. यू नो, आम खा रहे हैं हम, रेस्टोरेंट्स पे जा रहे हैं, आइसक्रीम खा रहे हैं, और यू नो, ढाबों पे जा रहे हैं, थिंग्स लाइक दैट. बट व्हेन यू आर एक्चुअली लिविंग देयर, रोजी कमानी होती है, एंड यू हैव टू डील विद द पीपल, एंड यू नो, इट्स लाइक वेरी डिफरेंट.
सीरियसली, दैट इज टोटली डिफरेंट. या इवन व्हेन माय कजन्स दे कम टू पाकिस्तान, दे आर लाइक, ओह, वी आर हैविंग सो मच फन, दिस एंड दैट. आई एम लाइक, ओके, जब तुम लोगों को रहना पड़ेगा ना तो पता चलेगा, बिकॉज दे ऑल्सो लिव इन यूएस और इधर जापान. एंड ऑल्सो व्हेन माय सिस्टर केम टू जापान, शी वाज लाइक, वाओ, जापान इज सो मच फन. I was like, okay, तुम यहाँ पर आके काम करो, फिर तुम्हें जापान का भी पता चलेगा.
Yeah, yeah. Japanese are very hardworking, right? They're like extremely. I hear about this all the time.
Yeah, my current life is just like, some people say like, oh, student life is so much better, but I think like, yeah, when you start PhD,
it's
more different, or same as like as a professional life. Yeah, I get also so frustrated sometimes. Yeah, but Japanese working environment is, I don't like actually this fact that I don't know why people don't really focus on work and life. Work and then personal life and professional life balance. And then they would complain about the depression and other stuff. I'm like, God, yeah, you guys need to have your own life at least. Lab mein har waqt pade rehte hain. And main raat ko 8 baje bhi khada hoon, 9 baje bhi khada hoon, wo log wahi pe pade rehte hain.
Wow.
And I get so angry. I'm like, yeah, guys, you are just too much.
Because you feel like you're not. Yeah. I had a Japanese co-worker actually. She actually went back to Tokyo after working with me in San Diego back then. So her visa ran out for the US, so she had to go back to Japan. And from there, she was letting me know, she was messaging me, ke yahan pe itna different hai. And she is Japanese herself. Lekin kehti ke maine Japan mein kabhi kaam nahi kiya, to kehti ke I feel bad, main ghar jaane lagti hu 5 baje, to mujhe aisa lagta hai ki main acha nahi kar rahi. Baaki sare baithe rehte hain office mein 7-8 baje tak. And then I'm trying to leave at 5 and I feel guilty. Like, she's like, basically, because of that, I feel like I should work longer.
Same here. Yeah, even if I leave at 7 and then people are there, I'm like, should I leave? Should I not leave? Like, even if I want to leave, I'll be like, should I leave? Yeah. Should I not? And then I'm like, oh my God, okay, I should just leave. They should know I am a foreigner. I have another life. You guys don't.
Yeah. Exactly. So you said you have some family in Japan too. Do you live there alone or are you living with family?
Yeah, in my city, actually, I live alone.
What city is that, by the way?
Yeah, it's Sendai.
How is that spelled? S-E-N-D-A-I?
Yeah.
You know, I know a little bit about Japan, but that's a city that I never heard of before. I just knew Tokyo, Kyoto, itna ke kuch shahar hai.
Yeah, only big city. Sendai is not too big, not too small. But yeah, it's a nice city, actually. Like, not too metropolitan like Tokyo.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tokyo is just too much. But yeah, Sendai is nice. It's peaceful.
And then you were talking about family?
Oh, yeah, family. I have my two brothers. They are in Japan and both of them are married. And both of them, they live in Tokyo. So I have my family here, but I live in Sendai myself. And I also have one of my uncle who also lives in Sendai.
Got it. And then your mom and dad, they're not in Japan. They're in Pakistan.
No, my mom and dad, and then my younger brother and younger sister, they are in Pakistan.
Acha.
And both of my brothers are married. So they have their family here, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Married Pakistani ke saath ke married in Japan, like with Japanese?
Yeah, one of them is married to Japanese.
Acha. That's cool.
Yeah, and both, like, their couple is very interesting. So they were even broadcasted on Japanese TV and then they won the prize, and they won the prize to Hawaii.
Oh.
Yeah, so they went to Hawaii for the trip.
Nice. Acha. Yeah. Zabardast.
They also met each other, I think, during undergrad time.
Acha. Got it.
Yeah, she is Muslim now. Very nice girl. She even have been to Pakistan and she loved Pakistan. She was like, you know, Friha, she texted me. She was like, you know, Friha, I saw a donkey on the streets in Pakistan. It was so fascinating. I was like, it was so fascinating. I was like, oh, that is so cool.
That's funny. How much time did she spend in Pakistan?
I think like after getting married, she has been to Pakistan twice already. Yeah.
Wow.
They are married for 2 years now. So yeah, she went to Pakistan 2 years for twice.
Yeah.
And she really liked it. She was like, oh, it's nice.
Hmm.
And you know, our family, my dad and mom, like really loves her, and their bond is really, really good now.
That's great. That's
although वैसे उनके साथ सिर्फ English में बात करनी पड़ती है उसके साथ.
Hmm.
उसको उर्दू नहीं आती है.
उर्दू नहीं आती.
लेकिन हाँ, आपको पता है हमारे parents फिर भी कुछ ना कुछ तो टूटी फूटी अच्छी वैसे English बोल लेते हैं.
English तो सारी बोल लेते हैं. Yeah, right. थोड़ी बहुत सारी बोल लेते
हैं. लेकिन जापानीज नहीं बोल पाते. ये लोग बिल्कुल भी नहीं बोल पाते.
Yeah.
Actually, it's really frustrating.
What about your Japanese? I'm guessing by now your Japanese is probably pretty fluent.
Yeah, I can speak in Japanese. Hmm. Yeah, because for undergrad, we had to take Japanese.
Hmm.
Like it was compulsory. So I did learn during that time. And then because you look to English, so you have to.
Yeah, you kind of have to. Right?
Learn Japanese.
Right. How difficult was it, do you think, to learn?
Oh my God, it was really, really difficult.
Acha.
For first 2 years, like we were learning and like reading and writing. But whenever I hear like anyone speaking, I was like, oh my God, what are we learning? Like, I don't even still understand anything. Yeah, seriously. Oh my God.
और मुझे पता है writing system काफी मुश्किल है.
You know the characters and everything. Yeah, writing भी बहुत different है.
The kanji characters and.
Yeah, और इतने ज़्यादा हैं.
They have like 3 different writing systems, right?
Yeah, 3 systems हैं. सही बात है.
Yeah, I love languages. So मैंने you know I took Arabic.
Oh.
I took French.
Nice.
और Japanese मैं खुद ही अपने आप को थोड़ा बहुत मैं Japanese like देखता रहता था because of anime and stuff. I used to be a little interested in Japanese. So मैं घर पे बैठ के ना you know I was like 14, 15,
uh-huh.
and I tried learning a little bit of Japanese and how to write and stuff. And yeah, that's when I realized okay, this is pretty tough. तो मैंने फिर वो बस you know बचपन का शौक था. And after a few years, I came off. But yeah, I never could learn Japanese like that. But I know how complex it can be.
Yeah, because I had to. And actually, I didn't know anything before I came to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, after coming to Japan, it was really tough. And we used to have 4 lessons per week. So it was really tough, like along with other subjects.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. Along with your regular studies, you have to learn the language too on top of that. That's got to be difficult.
Yeah, definitely it was. And usually we think like, oh, science subjects are really difficult. We need to like give them time, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like physics, chemistry, and other calculus stuff. So I was giving them time. And then I realized like, oh my God, like I thought Japanese would be easy, but it wasn't.
Do you speak Punjabi by any chance or understand Punjabi?
I can understand. Yeah, I can understand totally. I like Punjabi music or haan, mama baba, wo Punjabi mein bolte hai. Lekin hum log Urdu mein answer karte hai. Aur wo kabhi kabhi humare se Urdu bol lete hai.
Yeah.
बोलने में मैं बोल नहीं पाती बट माई सिस्टर इज रियली गुड. वो पंजाबी में जोक्स मारती है.
अच्छा चलो दैट्स गुड.
बोलती नहीं है लेकिन पंजाबी में जब जोक्स मारती है तो वो बहुत इंटरेस्टिंग
लगता है. या राइट या
अगर मुझे सिर्फ पंजाबी लोगों के साथ ही बिठा दिया जाए वजह से कभी हुआ नहीं तो मैं भी बोल ही लूंगी.
yeah.
इतना तो क्योंकि आपको पता है तो आप कन्वे कर ही लेते हो.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Banda guzara kar leta hai, right? Do you live by yourself in Sendai or do you live like on student housing?
No, I was living in student housing for first 2-3 years. Like they extended for 1 more year.
Yeah.
But after that, yeah, they kicked us out. So I had to look for apartment. So now, yeah, I live in my own apartment.
Acha, say, say.
Yeah, because it's been years. You cannot stay right. in dormitory, I think, after 2 years.
After 2 yeah. years, I got in. वहाँ पे apartment काफी छोटे से होते हैं, right?
Oh my God. बहुत ही छोटे होते हैं.
My sister has shown me a lot of, you know, the housing in Japan. It's very interesting how different it is. यहाँ US पे culture है.
Uh-huh.
Everybody likes everything really big. So यहाँ पे,
yeah,
you know,
right?
apartments काफी बड़े होते हैं. Houses बहुत बड़े होते हैं. Everything is bigger in the US. Yeah.
Hmm.
But in Japan, everything is so compact. उन्होंने हर चीज छोटी छोटी सी चीजें stuff की होती है. I found it so interesting.
Yeah, it's really small. My friends, they call like, it's a corridor. We live in corridor. They don't even call it a room.
yeah. Like for example, आपके पास, how many stoves do you have in your kitchen? चूल्हे. Yeah, चूल्हे.
One, obviously.
One. Yeah, हमारे पास चार है.
One.
By, like, you know, stovetops की मैं बात कर रहा हूँ. Stovetops. Burners, basically.
Yeah.
हमारे पास चार हैं.
Uh-huh.
Standard US में चार होते हैं.
अच्छा.
तो हम इस्तेमाल से रवैया दो ही करते हैं.
दो बड़े घर में दो होते हैं यहाँ पर.
हाँ. और इससे ज्यादा की जरूरत भी नहीं होती. But for some reason, यहाँ पे standard है कि यहाँ पे चार होते हैं. I mean, I find it really interesting. Like, ठीक है, चलो छोटी, काफी space छोटी है, लेकिन they find a way to make it work in Japan.
I think they have to. Japan is really small, right? Yeah.
I mean, I find everything so interesting about it. Like, मेरे ख्याल में Japan में cycling is a much bigger culture than here.
Oh yeah, actually, I started to ride a bike like when I came to Japan.
Yeah.
पहले तो बचपन में सीखी हुई थी. और उसके बाद तो कभी नहीं चलाई. एंड देन पाकिस्तान वगैरह में भी ऐसा ऐसा कुछ नहीं है कि चलाती है लड़कियां. और जापान में आके व्हेन आई वाज लाइक व्हेन आई सॉ ओ एवरीवन इज राइडिंग बाइक एंड देन आई ट्राइड आई वाज लाइक वाओ ओके आई कैन स्टिल राइड. या
वैसे तो पाकिस्तान में भी लोग काफी चलाते हैं साइकिलें.
हां लेकिन पाकिस्तान में लड़कियां नहीं चलाती है ना.
लड़कियां नहीं चलाती. या दैट्स द थिंग. सेफ्टी का भी मसला होता है ना पाकिस्तान में.
Obviously, वो ही बड़ी बात है कसम से.
Yeah, how's the safety over there, you think?
Oh, Japan is pretty safe. Yeah, I think Japan तो पूरी दुनिया में सबसे ज़्यादा safe country है ना.
Yeah, it's a very popular thing for safety in general. Yeah. Like a violent crime बहुत कम है वहाँ पे.
हाँ, बहुत कम है. Even if you come home late, sometimes like 12, 1 or 2, it's still very safe actually. Mm.
What do you think that is though? Like, what are some good things that they've done that make it so safe? Any ideas? Kabhi socha?
I don't know. Maybe the laws here. I don't know. People just tend to follow laws like really seriously. Everything. यहाँ पे हम कहते हैं कि पुलिस को कुछ काम ही नहीं करना पड़ता. वो फारिग बैठी रहती है तो the only thing they do is like वो जाके बस चलान करने की कोशिश करती है किसी को कि हम बस थोड़ी सी स्पीड अगर डिफरेंट हो गई है तो बस हम चलान कर दें.
Yeah.
छोटे मोटे क्राइम्स वो तो होते रहते हैं. वो होते रहते होंगे. लेकिन हाँ ऐसा नहीं कभी सुना कि आप जा रहे थे कुछ हो गया.
Yeah, right.
थोड़ा बहुत तो हो सकता है.
थोड़ा बहुत तो होता होगा. Right.
लेकिन हाँ वैसे in general it's really safe.
Yeah, right.
I don't know, maybe because like Japanese people, they really keep everything inside them. Like they are very good at pretending. Like they are, yeah, they would be really nice at your face and they would be really helpful and kind.
Politeness is part of the culture.
Yeah. तो ये बहुत ही ज़्यादा culture है. हाँ. ऐसा pretend करने का. Yeah.
I know because at my current job we have a Japanese team that we work with a lot. So unko unse feedback lena kafi mushkil ho jata hai because we're asking them for, you know, actual feedback. Like
I know, right?
Agar aapko kuch negative nazar aa raha hai to aap hame bata dein. Lekin wo kuch negative bolne se, you know, they try to stay away from that, from sharing any critical feedback.
Yeah.
So agar unko koi cheez pasand nahi aati na to you just have to kind of read their face. Like unke chehre pe likha hota hai ki yaar inko acha nahi lag raha, lekin wo bolenge nahi, bolenge sirf, you know, oh yeah, it's good, I like it, it's good.
Seriously. Like even jab professors vagaira ke sath bhi koi discussion ho rahi hoti hai and I don't know, they like to use maybe a lot. Or jab aap unse koi question bhi pooch rahe and they would, matlab obviously aap isliye pooch rahe kyunki aap confirm nahi ho, they would be like maybe still wo maybe use karte rehte and then you get so confused and actually angry about like ab maybe ka kya matlab hai yaar.
Hey, what do you actually want me to do?
Yeah, right. Seriously.
Acha, diversity kaisi hai wahan pe? Like I was going to ask you, being a Pakistani living in Japan, right?
Yeah,
I think in general Japan might not be very diverse compared to a lot of other Western countries where Pakistanis typically come to, like US, Canada, यूरोप में चले गए, राइट? वहाँ पे काफी काफी बड़ी पाकिस्तानी कम्युनिटीज होती हैं।
That's very true.
तो जापान में कैसा है? Like, how do you deal with that?
I think जब मैं 2012 में यहाँ पर आई थी तब तो बहुत ही कम थे। अब जब मेरी यूनिवर्सिटी में सिर्फ मैं आई थी और साथ एक और पाकिस्तानी लड़का आया था, so we were just two, even in our batch. और उसके बाद बैचलर्स में तो पाकिस्तान से कभी कोई आया ही नहीं, तो वो चार साल ऐसे ही थे. ठीक है, लड़का भी नहीं आया, लड़की भी नहीं आई कोई. फिर उसके बाद when I started master, I think 2-3 Pakistani girls, they came. And the Pakistani community bahut thodi thi, matlab sirf ladke hi the basically. I think 4-5 hi the itne 4-5 saalon mein. But we have like other communities like Indonesian, Malaysian, Chinese. Ye sab to bahut hi zyada hai yahan par, lekin haan Pakistani bahut hi kam the. And also few Indians, ab to bahut zyada hain waise.
Acha,
lekin haan Pakistani abhi bhi few hain, but abhi bhi kuch aaye hain. तो जो आए थे जब मैं मास्टर कर रही थी तो वी हैड लाइक आई थिंक 3 पाकिस्तानी गर्ल्स केम, बट या 2 ऑफ देम वर मैरिड एंड 2 ऑफ देम दे हैड देयर फैमिलीज हियर आल्सो इन जापान. सो आई वाज लाइक ओके, दैट इज वेरी एविडेंट, यू नो, लाइक जापान एज ए कंट्री एक तो लोगों को ज्यादा पता नहीं है. एंड यू नो जनरली आई थिंक इन पाकिस्तान पीपल आर नॉट रियली कंफर्टेबल कि अपनी बेटी को बाहर भेजते हैं कि ओ बेटी वहां पर तुम जाओ पढ़ लो.
या राइट,
बिकॉज आई थिंक आई हैड एन एडवांटेज बिकॉज आई हैड माय अंकल हियर एंड आल्सो माय ब्रदर. Brother was here before me for his undergrad.
I see. So because of that, your parents kind of were more comfortable with it?
Yeah, my mom was still not comfortable, but yeah, my dad supported me, so.
yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my mom's the same way with my sister. You know, she, wo to, to Japan jana to dur ki baat hai, wo meri sister to, you know, ek ghanta dur se university pe jana chahti thi. Aur wo bhi ammi kehti thi ki wahan hi rehna.
Seriously.
Bacche bigad jate hain universities pe, apparently.
Haan, aisa hi hai. Even ke baba to kehte hai, like, meri jo bhi choti sister, unko pata matlab Japan safe hai aur baki sab kuch.
Yeah.
So he does understand. He's like, agar usne further studies ke liye jana hai to wo Japan ja sakte hai, but I'm not gonna send her kisi aur city mein Pakistan ke aur hostel wagaira mein.
I think वैसे तो हम कहते हैं कि we are an Islamic country, but we have a lot of problems, I think.
Yeah.
Especially for women.
Yeah.
Safety, seriously. Safety का खास पे बड़ा मसला है. Yeah.
I think यही reason है कि आप फिर especially हम पाकिस्तानी जब बाहर चले जाते हैं फिर हम वहीं के होके रह जाते हैं.
Yeah, वापस adapt करना बहुत मुश्किल हो जाता है, right?
मुश्किल हो जाता है. मेरी मामा तो बल्कि अभी भी कहती रहती हैं वापस आ जो क्या कर रही हो तुम इतने सालों से वहाँ पर.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, अब पाकिस्तान आकर मैं करूँ क्या? अब समझ नहीं आती ना, तो इतना ज़्यादा टाइम हो चुका हुआ है.
अब for example, you're doing your PhD.
Yeah.
You have to consider whether there's jobs for you in Pakistan that you can work in.
Yeah.
कोई industry है कहीं.
And when you don't know the work environment and then even the personal life and professional life, it gets really hard, right? Even to understand, and even if you go back, you might not fit in, right?
Yeah, yeah. So you mentioned there's a few Pakistani people over there around you.
Oh yeah, I was telling you.
Yeah. Do you have like any issues finding people, or do you typically have a tight-knit community? Do you have like community events or anything like that?
Yeah, because we are only few Pakistanis, so we do get to meet often, actually, especially like when the times when someone is graduating. Yeah, because, you know, Pakistani people, like, they want to meet and they always want to cook and eat and talk.
Yeah. Yeah, talk about that, by the way. What type of food do you prefer? Do you still prefer desi food now, or do you like Japanese cuisine?
Japanese is good. I like some of the Japanese cuisines, like udon. They have Japanese noodles called udon.
Yeah.
They're a bit thick in the soup, but yeah, they're nice. And they also have a thing called tempura, which is close to pakoras.
Yeah.
Pakora ke jaisa hote hain.
Right.
So this kind of stuff. And yeah, sushi and other things. But yeah, some of the very typical cuisines, I don't really like them because they're tasteless. But I do like Japanese rice. Jaise hum log roti khate hain, waise main Japanese rice kha leti hun.
Yeah, miso soup.
Yeah, miso soup. Yeah, that one is also nice.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah, because desi khana banana, yahan par rozana asaan to hai nahi, because you have to cook everything. Aur desi khana banane mein time lagta hai, ya koi bhi khana banana. So if like sometimes I'm tired.
Yeah.
To make it, but yeah, I really like desi food actually.
Yeah,
but there are some Indian restaurants around and halal shops, so you can buy the stuff.
Yeah, I was gonna ask about that, like masale wagaira dhoondne mein ya koi halal groceries dhoondne mein. It can be challenging, I'm sure, in certain spots. But Sendai mein, you said there are places.
Yeah, in Sendai we do have. Yeah, it's not really small city, right? So we do have foreigners here, and especially many Muslims, Indonesians, Malaysians, and many foreigners. I think because of the university, because my university is like third big university in Japan, in like Japanese National University, and it's very popular. So many foreigners come here. So yeah, they do have a halal shop.
Yeah.
Some other Japanese stores which also sells like halal food. So I think like it's not too difficult. They even sell like parathas, rotis, and everything is frozen, and it's very easy actually. Yeah.
Yeah, desi food main khud bhi kabhi kabhi pakata hu.
So you also prefer desi food?
I like desi food, yes. I prefer it, lekin lekin mujhe koi strong preference nahi hai. Like main phir bhi dusri cheezein kha leta hun. Like I like Italian, Thai food, I like Mexican. I like a lot of different cuisines. Lekin masla ye hai ki unko pakana nahi na aata itna. Ye practice sirf desi khano mein. So I prefer eating those outside. Like I'll go to a restaurant, pick some food up.
Or otherwise, you have to buy like a lot of stuff, right? And you may have to go to supermarket, spend hours there to choose, okay.
Exactly. Unke ingredients bilkul alag hote hain desi ingredients se, right? So for example, desi ingredients hamare paas bhare hue hain. Like we have all the spices that we need, right?
Yeah.
Chilies and things like that. Lekin agar maine koi Thai food pakana hai, for example, then you need these things that I don't even have. Like we need soy sauce, you need peanut sauce, oyster sauce.
Yeah.
Oh my, like, ye main kahan se leke aaun ab ye cheeze.
Yeah. And maybe you just want to try it for once or twice, and then those things gonna be just there.
They're just gonna sit there and they're gonna expire. And then I have to throw them away. But yeah, exactly. That's what my wife says too.
जब भी मैं पाकिस्तान जाती हूँ आई ऑलवेज ब्रिंग ऑल दोस देसी मसालास स्पेशली द वंस दैट माय मॉम मेक्स इन हरसेल्फ
या दैट्स गुड
या वो जो गरम मसाला और सब चीजें होती है जो मामा घर में खुद बनाती है ना तो मैं हमेशा वो लेकर आती हूँ सो व्हेन एवर आई कुक आई एम लाइक wow I'm so good at cooking I'm like mom it just tastes like yours
yeah. because you have all the secret ingredients yeah
yeah because I didn't know at first because jab main japan mein aayi thi tab main cooking to nahi karti thi I was very young then right
yeah
so jab maine banana shuru kiya and then mama ki spices use kiya I was like wow I didn't know like I was this talented
yeah yeah no you're right yeah I mean I still sometimes depend on chaat masala
yeah
But yeah, it's very time consuming, very very time consuming to cook.
Yeah, seriously, it does takes a lot of time, and especially after work.
Oh yeah,
you may just wanna come back home and do nothing.
You're exhausted, yeah. But I used to do that. Like, मैं पता नहीं 12 घंटे काम करके घर आता था, फिर भी मैं कभी कभी पकाता था. But yeah, you know, living alone can be very tiring.
yeah, it's same for me. Like most of the time, I do want to cook, but then sometimes I don't have grocery, and then I don't have time for grocery.
Yeah.
And the other times I'm like, okay, iski wajah se like aap nahi kha pate, and then you may end up eating outside, and then you are like, okay, maybe I should eat more healthy.
Yeah.
But yeah, living alone, like I also realized, oh, it can be really tough actually. so I tell my sister that you live with parents, you get everything done.
Hmm.
You should feel very blessed.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Right? That's one of the big benefits. I mean, my wife even now she's like, I miss my mom's cooking.
Yeah.
मेरे लिए पका लेती है बट कहती है कि मुझे उसको अपना खाना नहीं पसंद कहती है अपने हाथ का खाना नहीं अच्छा लगता she likes she still prefers her mom's cooking
I don't know somehow ऐसा होता है
yeah.
मैं भी जब पाकिस्तान जाती हूँ सिर्फ खाने ही खाने जाती हूँ like I don't know
एक ही तो काम है
when you go to Pakistan you are like okay I want to eat this and this and that
yeah exactly जो चीजें आपको नहीं मिलती वहाँ पे you know Japan में obviously you would want yes. to have that in Pakistan
Especially what type of cheese in nihari pie?
Yeah. yeah, exactly. Everything's authentic. yeah, right. yeah, I agree. I fully agree. So you mentioned obviously that you know Pakistan. Mein, you don't see yourself working in Pakistan probably, even though your mom wants you to come back. So do you see yourself in Japan for the next 5-10 years, or have you thought about where you want to go next? Maybe.
At the moment, I think like it's really difficult to start over, even if I go to another country, like maybe Europe, US, or even in Pakistan.
Yeah.
So at first, I want to try and work in Japan after getting my degree. Yeah. So I think, yeah.
So you might stay here for a while. Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, it can be really stressful emotionally and then professionally.
Yeah.
So settle on aap nayi country mein jaye, har cheez dobara se zero se start karna. It does take a lot of time, right? So I feel that, okay, I will start working first in Japan and then I will see how it goes. Yeah.
Yeah, there's the adjustment, but then there's also the kind of the culture shock.
Yeah.
Shuru mein kafi loneliness feel hoti hai when you move to a new place.
Yeah, phir aapko kuch pata bhi nahi hota because I still remember when I moved to Japan for first 2 years, I was still in doubt. I was like, oh my God, like it, yeah. Dur ke dol suhane hote, you know?
yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. Dur ke dol.
Yeah.
Jab rehna padta hai akele, kabhi kabhi mushkil lagta hai, right?
Seriously. Yeah, and especially, you know, in a place like Japan where no one even speak English.
Yeah.
And you cannot speak Japanese, right?
Yeah.
So it gets really tough. So yeah, first 2 years, like until I couldn't speak Japanese, it was tough. And I was like, oh my God, like I don't want to live here or something like aisa bhi aa gaya tha mind mein. Although I was like I didn't like Pakistan, right?
Saudi ke bare mein soch rahi thi.
I was aur ab phir lagta hai ki acha theek hai.
Yeah, it worked out.
Aisa har jagah hi hota hai, so you just have to live.
Yeah, yeah, you have to. Yeah, exactly. Baki bhi log jee rahe hain kahin na kahin, right?
Ha, wo jaise hota nahi hazaron khwahishein aisi ki har khwahish pe dam nikle.
Yeah, you seem to be very good with your poetry. and your ye kahavatein jo
it just came to my mind ye wali hamesha mere mind mein rehti kyunki mujhe hamesha yahi lagta hai ki yaar insaan waqai mein kisi bhi situation mein na waqai mein satisfy nahi hota aapko kuch bhi mil jaye na hum kabhi khush nahi hote hain
it's very true I mean I live in US and you know I feel blessed to be where I am you know I have a good job good
yeah.
career
yeah
pretty good life standard lekin phir bhi main sochta hu yaar kabhi kabhi dil karta hai yaar main bhi Japan chala jaun you know I want to go to Europe You know, Europe chala jaun yaar Malaysia kaisa hai like I'm always looking up different countries so
yeah
ek bar spontaneously mujhe yaad aaya jab ye before I got married I was looking for jobs and मुझे याद है तब Donald Trump elect हुआ था. I was like, यार, I need to try some other countries. मैंने randomly Malaysia में jobs शुरू कर दी और I applied to like Dubai and Malaysia and Canada. And I was just like, yeah, I just want to see if there's anything out there. ये नहीं कि मैं अमेरिका छोड़ना चाहता हूँ. I just wanted to try something different.
Yeah, I think it's just in human nature, right?
It's human nature. You always feel like you're missing out. It's a fear of missing out on something. कि दुनिया के opposite corner में क्या चल रहा है? Am I missing out on something, right?
हाँ, क्या चल रहा है? पहले आप सिर्फ अपनी कंट्री के बारे में सोचते हो, फिर अपनी कंट्री से निकल जाते हो, फिर आप दूसरे और कंट्रीज के बारे में सोचने लगते हो.
Yeah, exactly. So have your parents or your mom started pressuring you about marriage?
Oh yeah.
Pressure shuru ho gaya.
To mama to abhi to mujhe kehne lag gayi hai ki oh tum abhi aisa karo, PhD to kabhi bhi ho sakti hai, tum abhi aisa karo, ek do saal ki chutti leke aa jao, then you can get married and then you can go back again and continue. I'm like, oh really? Do you think is that easy?
Yeah,
especially when you are in medical school and then you have to be in lab all the time, right?
Yeah,
because you have to do experiments. So I think like nahi, it possible nahi. If you have a major like maybe economics, arts or literature,
yeah,
where you can work from home, it still is possible. But you know, when you have experiments, it gets really difficult. And when you are getting scholarship, you have to finish like in certain amount of time, right?
Yeah, right.
So that is also one thing.
Yeah, I mean, because shaadi ke baad zimmedari bhi hoti hai na, ki you have to be there for the other partner. So agar aap alag mulkon mein reh rahe hain, even for a short amount of time, that long distance can be very difficult.
Yeah, and it may not work. Especially in the, you know, beginning years.
Exactly, yeah. पहले साल में तो एक दूसरे को समझने में इतना time लग जाता है. तो adapt करने में.
Yeah.
If you marry in Pakistan, then it's about like, you know, उसका mindset कैसा है, उसका culture कैसा, you know, because his style of thinking is probably different from yours. UK, you grew up abroad.
That's the thing.
He grew up over there.
Yeah.
So you have to.
बाकी में ये वाली चीज़ भी देखना पड़ती है.
So that's
Yeah, she keeps telling me about this rishta or this rishta and this thing, and I'm like, okay.
Just stalling for now.
Yeah, it's funny because she's like, oh, tumhe aisa ladka nahi pasand, aisa ladka nahi. And one day she was just like, maine wo na ek ladke ki wo nikalwai hai transcript. You can look at his transcript. Uske bahut acche number hai aur usne acche grades liye.
अच्छा, ट्रांसक्रिप्ट भी लोग शेयर करते हैं शादी के
लिए. I usually tell mom like, okay, which university like he graduated from or something. हाँ. So I don't know.
ट्रांसक्रिप्ट निकलवाइए. वाओ यार, मुझे नहीं पता था कि लोग ये भी शेयर करते हैं. मुझे पता है बायोडाटा होता है जिसके ऊपर लोग अपनी यूनिवर्सिटी लिखते हैं कि मैं यहाँ से ग्रेजुएट हुआ हूँ. But I didn't know कि वो अपनी grades भी share कर रहे हैं.
I think because it was my mom and she was like, okay, नहीं, मेरी बेटी अच्छा पढ़ती है. And then she always ask about कि okay, मतलब क्लास में मतलब उसने कैसा किया है, कौन सी यूनिवर्सिटी से गया. तो मे बी ग्रेड्स वाली चीज जो है ना इसको अट्रैक्ट करेगी, तो ये ग्रेड्स देख के ना हाँ कर देगी. I was like, oh my god, my mom is just so cute.
Yeah, that's funny. Great, देख के हाँ कर देगी. शक्ल देखे बगैर माँ, अम्मी जी आप हाँ कर दे बस. मेरी तरह से ठीक है, ये लड़का बहुत स्मार्ट लग रहा है मुझे.
स्मार्ट
है. Yeah, इंटेलिजेंट लड़के तो मिलते ही नहीं आजकल.
सही बात है वैसे ये तो.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but I think like I still have time. I can get married like maybe. I have my 2 more years.
I mean, it's very common now. Ab to wo mindset ja raha hai ki ladkiyon ko, you know, young age pe shaadi kar leni chahiye. Now I see a lot of Pakistani girls actually in late 20s and even early 30s who are still not married yet,
right?
Because of careers or whatever reason. Hai. Yeah.
Or still yahan par to I have my friends like 30, 35 and they would tell me like, oh my god, you are still too young. You don't have to think about marriage.
Yeah.
So it feels better.
Yeah.
At least yahan par bahut sare desi log nahi hai na.
Well, Japan culture is very different, right? I've heard in Japan they have an issue with getting people to have more kids and think about family planning and marriage in general, right? Because people are, I guess, so often focused on their careers that they're not thinking about getting married and, you know, those types of things as much.
Yeah.
Because Japan ki fertility rate kafi kam hai.
That is very true. Yeah, like there was a news recently where they were asking couples to get married and they may receive certain amount. Wow. For the newlywed people, because they think that it's too expensive and then it's expensive to have kids and other things.
So was this the government that was offering money to get married?
Yeah. It's a government because, you know, because the manpower in Japan is also declining. So I think it's really an alarming situation. That's why I think they are like getting foreigners, giving them scholarships and try to make their economy better or stuff like that. Yeah. So they're also like trying to encourage their own people. क्योंकि वाकई में यहाँ पर ऐसा ही है like they get married late
there are very few kids
yeah few kids और कई लोग शादी भी नहीं करते
कई लोग करते ही नहीं
यहाँ पर 35 40 के हो जाते हैं नहीं करते शादी
yeah right yeah I mean I found that very interesting क्योंकि मेरे ख्याल में तो पाकिस्तान में पाकिस्तान could learn a little bit from that they should actually offer money in Pakistan to make people not have kids जितने बच्चे वहाँ पे पैदा And walking, I mean, yeah. I talk about this like every other podcast episode, but the population crisis in Pakistan.
Yeah, I heard that. I totally agree.
मुझे बहुत तंग करता है. Yeah, I'll be honest. हर महीने मैं पाकिस्तान charities ढूंढता रहता हूँ, right? To donate money.
अच्छा. Nice.
पिछले महीने मैंने एक charity ढूंढी, and they were trying to help people mm-hmm. with medical surgeries and things like that, right? तो वहाँ पे इतने केसेस दो तीन केसेस मैंने ऐसे देखे कम से कम ऑन द फ्रंट पेज जहाँ पे ये वुमेन थी दीज वुमेन वर लुकिंग फॉर डोनेशंस फॉर देयर प्रेगनेंसी सो बेसिकली दे नीडेड अ सी सेक्शन एंड दे डिड नॉट हैव मनी फॉर इट तो लिखा हुआ था कि जी देयर वाज वन एग्जांपल शी हैड फोर किड्स ऑलरेडी एंड दिस वाज हर शी वाज एक्सपेक्टिंग हर फिफ्थ एंड हर हस्बैंड वाज अ हर हस्बैंड इज अ लेबरर एंड मेक्स 20,000 रुपीस पर मंथ मैंने कहा यार ठीक है एंड माय वाइफ सेड यू शुड डोनेट माय वाइफ सेड के आपको तो यू शुड डोनेट टू हर तो मैंने डोनेट कर दिया
या यू मे फील रिलक्टेंट लाइक
हां आई मीन इट्स काइंड ऑफ अ सैड थिंग राइट बिकॉज़ ऑब्वियसली शी स्टिल नीड्स हेल्प राइट शी नीड्स अ सी सेक्शन अब तो वो हो गया यू नो शी इज प्रेग्नेंट तो मैंने डोनेट कर दिया इट केप्ट क्रॉसिंग माय माइंड के ये बच्चा हो गया तो अगले साल ये फिर प्रेग्नेंट हो जाएगी और पैसे है ही नहीं यू नो पैसे है ही नहीं
सही बात है
मियां साहब क्या कर रहे हैं वो मौलवी लगे हुए
पता नहीं पाकिस्तान में ऐसा माइंडसेट क्यों है
या या आई मीन यूजुअली इट्स द लोअर द इनकम इज फॉर सम रीजन द मोर किड्स दे ऑफ्टन डिसाइड टू हैव एंड आई गेस द आईडिया इज के बच्चे बड़े होंगे तो वो सारे काम करके पैसे इकट्ठे करेंगे यू नो एंड दे विल रेज़
लेकिन बड़े होंगे कैसे
उनको खिलाने के लिए पैसे नहीं है यार पिलाने के लिए पैसे नहीं है वो ये सोचते नहीं आई डोंट नो
कोई नहीं सोचते
हैं इट्स अ ह्यूज प्रॉब्लम आई थिंक
Actually, everyone in Pakistan, they think like in just, I think they just have one perspective. They would be like, okay, हमारा religion ऐसे नहीं कहता, हमारा religion ऐसे नहीं करता है,
yeah.
तो हम क्यों करें, हम कौन होते हैं कि खुदा के मामले अपने बोलने वाले हैं, and then, you know, they would get like too much into it, and then you feel like, you just don't understand, you don't even want to like debate with these people, right?
It's hard to debate with that, because that's the thing, like, एक आपके पास societal issue है,
yeah.
और उसको वो reinforce करते हैं with, you know, kind of religious arguments.
Yeah.
And the thing is you can there's a lot of counter arguments for that too in the context of religion. Agar aap mazhabi behas mein jana chahte hain to you can have that discussion. Lekin it's a very uncomfortable discussion in general. It's a very slippery slope I think. It goes from one thing to another and then the next thing you know they're calling you kafir.
Yeah. Oh my god. That is so true. Or the thing is I think most of the Pakistani they themselves haven't read Quran or sirf suni sunai baaton ke upar har koi jo hai debate karne baith jata hai. और फिर आगे से बोल देते हैं कि ओ तुम्हें नहीं पता तुम्हें नहीं पता खुद को भी मतलब पता किसी को भी नहीं होता एक्चुअली वो सिर्फ अपनी अपनी बातें करते हैं बेसिकली
इट्स ट्रू
तो आई डोंट लाइक इट और वैसे भी आई थिंक अगर हम इस्लाम में देखें तो अल्लाह ताला ने कहा है दुनियावी और दीन की दोनों की जो है तालीम हासिल करो एंड दे वुड बी लाइक दुनिया की तालीम तो किसी काम की नहीं है ना
या या एग्जैक्टली
तो एटलीस्ट अगर आप दुनिया अगर दीनी तालीम भी कर रहे हो तो दीनी तालीम भी अच्छे से हासिल करो
आई मीन बोथ गो हैंड इन हैंड आई थिंक इट हैज टू बी
Yeah.
आपके जो actions हैं इस दुनिया में, that will automatically decide your consequences in the afterlife. कि आपने,
Obviously.
Yeah, for example, ये we're talking about kids, right? आपने बच्चे पैदा किए हैं, क्या आपने उनको उनके लिए provide किया, क्या आपने उनके लिए सोचा?
Yeah.
You know, like, who knows?
वही तो तरबियत कैसे करेंगे?
One of the last questions I have, I think I'm required by the weebs who are listening to this podcast to ask you this question. I told you about anime before, right?
Yeah.
Are you into anime at all? Like, I think, do you know what weebs are, by the way?
No.
Yeah. It's a stupid word for people who are very obsessed with anime.
They have, I think maybe this word is in English because Japanese, they call it as otaku.
Otaku, yeah.
I don't know if
I've heard of that too.
Yeah,
yes.
You heard this, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they call it otaku. Yeah, we do have these kind of people when some, like, but it's rare to see that in small city, but maybe in Tokyo more often you may see those kind of people like dressed up in a certain way and walking around. But yeah, for myself, I'm not really into anime. Also maybe because I don't really get time to watch anime or
anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the beginning, actually, I did watch the anime called One Piece.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love One Piece, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you know this
one. I love One Piece, yeah. Many, but both they cover. How far did you get with it?
I don't know. There were like so many episodes. I think I could only watch 100 or something.
I think they're almost at 1,000 episodes now.
Oh, yeah. Seriously. So that's why I stopped. Like, if there is any kind of like drama or series I'm watching, if there are like too many episodes or too many...
It's tough, right? To get seasons, into it, yeah.
I would just skip. You also made this episode about Earth Rule or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, okay, har koi dekh raha. And then my brother was also watching it. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I should give it a go. And then I tried it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, iski to bahut hi zyada episodes hain. Main thodi bahut dekhi. I was like, okay, bas itna bahut
hai. Yeah, right. I started watching it and I watched a lot of it for that podcast episode. But then after that, I stopped because, you know, life gets busy. Or kitna dekhoge?
Seriously, you don't want to get stuck, right?
Yeah, exactly. Kitna dekh sakte, you know?
Aapki apni zindagi itni choti hai.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, you gotta live your own life. Ki aap dusron ki life dekhte rahenge TV pe.
Seriously, haan. Aur phir aise lagta hai, aapne apni puri zindagi bas ek season pe guzar di hai.
Yeah.
Ek hi movie pe maine guzar di hai.
Yeah, any obsession, like even anime, you know, people, there's so many anime to watch. Or saron ki itni lambe episodes hain and they never end. There's like Naruto, there's One Piece, there's Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, Naruto is also very famous.
Naruto is very famous.
Yeah, Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
But the thing is I can't keep going. Agar bahut zyada episodes hoti hain, main bas give up kar deti hu. Unless thodi bahut episode hain, series bhi choti hai, tab main dekh leti hu. Otherwise fir mujhse dekhi nahi jati hai. So ha, One Piece, I started watching was I wanted to improve my Japanese, so I was like, okay, this would help me learning Japanese. Yeah. And it really did, actually.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Like, in the beginning, especially watching some anime would help learn Japanese.
Yeah.
Of course, I think Japanese, jis tarah wo anime mein bolte hain, it's a little different from how Japanese is spoken in real life. Kyunki anime mein maine gaur kiya, everything is like super, you know, like, oi, 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 you know, like, jis tarah Punjabi mein log ladte nahi hai, isi tarah anime bhi wo ladte
hain. That's so true. Yes. It looks so violent, right?
Yes, like the
badmash hai. Halanki real life mein ap inko dekhe, they are like always polite, silent, har waqt bow karte rehte hain. And then you are like, oh my God, can you just stop it now? Matlab jhuk ke jaate hain. Phir hum Urdu mein aise bolne lagte hain, yaar tum bichhi jao.
Yeah. Aur jis tarah ye ladkiyon ka dikhate hain, ladkiyon ko extra innocent dikhate hain anime, like you know, the ladki like bilkul usko kuch pata nahi. Oh no, Mina sama, like, you know, I'm like, what? And then I started watching, like,
seriously,
actual Japanese spoken.
That is so true.
Yeah, agar aap dekhe actual
ladkiyan aise karti hain.
But then do they do that in real life?
Ladkiyan, oh my God, they do
really.
And I get हाँ ऐसे ही करती है और मुझे इतना गुस्सा चढ़ता है ना एंड आई फील लाइक ओ माय गॉड सीरियसली
लाइक दे ट्राई टू बी क्यूट से लाइक लिटिल क्यूटसी और समथिंग
ओ माय या क्यूट ऑल द टाइम हाय हाय लाइक यू से हाय हाय इज फॉर इज यस यस
यस यस हाय मींस यस
जैसे हम जी बोलते हैं या यस होता है हाँ तो एनिमे देखते इतना तो पता होगा
ऑफ कोर्स या
तो वो हमेशा मतलब ऐसे ही बात करती है एंड I have realized that because you are foreigners, na, you talk straightforward, and they actually don't like it. You know, they also want you to act like in a certain way. Because now, jo meri lab hai na, wahan par bahut hi matlab typical type ke Japanese log hain, aur zyadatar ladki hain, and they all act in a way ke bas tum bhagwan ho, to us aapka jo bhi boss hai, uske samne hamesha aise act karti hain. Then I realized, apni real life mein bhi aise hain, aur actually wo foreigners ko rude samajhte hain. You know the way we talk, and then. Yeah. नॉर्मल बात भी करना जो है ना उनको लगता है कि पता नहीं हम कितने रूड हो गए तो जब मैं भी जापानीज बोलती हूँ ना तो आई ट्राई टू बी लाइक
यू ट्राई टू बी द क्यूटी
एंड हंबल
यू ट्राई टू पुल ऑफ द क्यूटी चार्म
आई ट्राई नॉट टू क्यूट बट आई जस्ट ट्राई
या राइट
या आई ट्राई टू बी पोलाइट
मतलब अपनी आवाज को थोड़ी पिच बदलनी पड़ती है राइट टू साउंड अ लिटिल पोलाइट
करना पड़ता है
दैट्स फनी दो मुझे नहीं पता था कि असल में भी द गर्ल्स एक्चुअली डू दिस
Oh my God, you should actually visit Japan. Japan is really funny. Bahut sari surprises hain aur interesting hai. Bahut interesting hai Japan.
Yeah. No, I want to visit so badly.
But if you live in long term in this kind of environment, you also may get like, okay. Bahut zyada dikhawa lagta hai.
Culture bahut different hai na. Like for example, agar aap dekhen hamare culture mein bhi, Pakistani culture mein, main kahi baar sochta hoon. Hamare culture mein, there's no real way to say sorry. या किसी का शुक्र अदा करना थोड़ा थोड़ा सा अजीब लगता है राइट Like, for example, jab main Pakistan mein bazaar mein jata tha and I would buy something, I would sometimes say shukriya. And then I would notice ki yaar koi aur shukriya nahi bolta. Aur jab main shukriya kehta hu, to there's no word for them to say you're welcome.
Yeah. Sahi.
Uske liye koi jawab nahi hota unke liye. Wo balki mujhe ajeeb si shakal dete hain. Like, they would look at me weird. Like, isne mujhe shukar ada kyun kiya hai, right?
Haan. Zyada hi bol gaya.
Haan, koi zyada hi bol gaya. Koi rikshe pe baith ke, you know, main utar gaya. And I'll be like, shukriya bahut bahut. They look at me and they'll be like, this guy is definitely from outside. Ye foreigner hai.
Unko pata chal jayega.
There's no way to say sorry. Theek hai, word hai hamare paas. Maafi mangna chahta hun. मैं माफी मांगना चाहती हूँ लेकिन कोई
नहीं, कोई नहीं बोलता
आमतौर पे, कोई बोलता नहीं है. एग्जैक्टली राइट, मुझे माफ कर दें. इन डे टू डे लैंग्वेज हमारे कल्चर में इन चीजों को पता नहीं क्यों इज वीकनेस समझा जाता है, गेस.
हाँ, बहुत ज्यादा सही कह रहे हैं. ऐसे तो बोलेंगे नहीं, या बोलेंगे तो सिर्फ सॉरी ही बोल देंगे. और हम लोगों को सॉरी लगता है कि अच्छा, वो सिर्फ जो है बस ऐसे ही बोलता गया, यू डोंट रियली मीन इट, राइट.
हाँ, एग्जैक्टली राइट. माय मॉम ऑलवेज सेज दिस के अमेरिकन कल्चर में I love you बहुत बोला जाता है. Like, they'd be like, oh, I love you so much. And she'd be like, ये असल में एक दूसरे से प्यार करते ही नहीं, लेकिन कहते रहते हैं. हमारे कल्चर में कहती हैं कि हमारे कल्चर में हम असल में प्यार करते हैं, लेकिन हम बोलते ही नहीं.
हाँ, हमारे कल्चर में ये बच भी है.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. I mean, that I think is a fair point के, you know, actions speak louder than words sometimes.
ये बात तो है. But I think like you have to maybe think more smartly too. Because कई लोगों को सुनना अच्छा लगता है, कई लोगों को बोलना अच्छा लगता है, कई लोगों को actions अच्छे लगते हैं.
Some people like the expressions. Some people like the actions. Yeah, you're right. हर बंदा अलग है.
Yeah. सब टॉपिक्स कवर कर लिए हैं.
Yeah. Are you still sleepy?
No. I'm not sleepy now.
देखा, मैंने कहा था. I try not to be boring.
हाँ, you were a very good host. Yeah. Like, we just kept going. I totally didn't expect. I thought कि अच्छा, पहले क्वेश्चन होंगे, फिर हम रुक जाएंगे, फिर आंसर होंगे. ओ, पता नहीं क्या बोलना
पड़ेगा. Yeah, you were expecting
me
to.
Yeah, but it went well.
Yeah, you were expecting me to ask questions like an interview format that would put you to sleep. So, Priya, tell me, how is the life in Japan? And then I just stay quiet. Like, aise. Nahi, main koshish karta hu ki main puri guftagu karu. Like, I try to keep the other person engaged. So, I try not to make you sleepy.
Yeah, it was nice, right?
Well, it was really nice talking to you. Thanks for doing this.
Same here. Yeah.
Good night, and I'll be in touch.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah. Enjoy your weekend.
Yes, you too. Thank you. I love this.
Did you like this episode of Pakkord? Share your feedback or comments on our Instagram page at Pakkord, and to keep up with our latest updates and content, or get connected with our guests. Remember to subscribe to Pakkord if you haven't already, and share it with your friends. You can also email us anytime for feedback, comments, or questions at hello@pakkord.com. We'll see you next time.